here with DeLorean International. It's such an honor and a privilege to have that here, and of course WEOL also. Thank you.
Now, what part, other than providing a roof over their head, do you provide for this breakfast this morning?
Well, we provide all the food, and we've got eggs and hash browns and honey glazed ham and sausage gravy and the pastries, and we supplied bagels and muffins, but the pastries that the highlight nationality, the Irish this year, I've taken some pictures, I put them on Facebook, and if you see that, and I know you have, it's absolutely unbelievable. And every year, the highlight nationality brings their specialty pastries in. And I think the Irish this year have set new records for the variety and just unbelievable deliciousness.
Is that three tables of desserts there?
No, there's four tables.
Four tables.
Four huge tables. And they're all different. Everything is different. And
what are those, eight or ten-foot yeah. tables? Are they eight?
Tim Alcorn's back there, yes. Who taught him how to count? Yes. Yeah. But there's four tables of pastries over there, and I mean, I can't believe that he doesn't have that white powder all over his mouth already.
Yes. Well, with the Irish, it's more of there's a little green frosting on at least a lot of the yes. different ones, too.
And there's bagels, like you said, and the cream right. cheese and pineapple and strawberries and. It's if you walk away from here hungry, there's a problem.
So,
and I assure you, Tim Alcorn will not.
I know that Cliff, there was a moment there. They were all covered in the plastic wrap, and there was a moment they started unwrapping. I heard Cliff say, "Well, wait a little longer, because once you start taking the wrapping off, they're gonna disappear."
That's correct.
That's the invitation for people to come and take some of that.
Well, then not everyone was sure if they should come up yet, and they said, "Would you announce that you could come up and get those?" As soon as I did, it was like somebody said there was money on that table. Because, boy, they were all diving for it then. It was fun to watch.
You know, Cliff, the sign outside by the road talks about all the different events you can host here. When it comes to booking your facility, how far out should people consider?
You need to be looking a year ahead, generally, depending on certainly on Saturday nights. That's an event night. But if on a Friday or a Sunday, you can call a few months ahead, and sometimes we'll be open. But Saturday nights are an event night, and especially in the prime areas, May and June, July, those are all prime. So you want to call those in. Many of our specialty events, Rotary, Lions Club that we have every year, they book those a year, sometimes 2 years ahead, because they want to be sure they hold those Saturday nights. So I it's prudent to think ahead as much as you can. But we will work with you, and sometimes we get you on Friday nights or Sundays or something, and those are wonderful event days also.
Your business might be the only one I know that has a picture and a sign and a whatever you want to call it, little billboard out there promoting your ham.
Yes.
I want to know about the ham.
Well, when we first built German's Villa, we said we need to do something more with our kitchens. And I said, let's come up with something else. So I came up with the idea of doing honey glazed hams and honey glazed turkeys that we could smoke and spiral slice and honey glaze and do that in our kitchen. And we thought, you know, if we could sell a couple of those a week or so, that would help us. Well, it's turned into a lot more than that. Thanks for asking. And we do quite well, especially around the holidays. If you call us today, we'll have one ready for you tomorrow. And
I thought for a moment he was going to say, you call us, they'll have one ready for the holidays. 6 months away from Christmas, by the way, yesterday.
Yes. Right.
So I'm just giving people a heads up on it.
Yes, that's
they'll get
good.
There sooner.
That's wonderful.
Sooner
yes.
than later.
So wonderful to have you folks here. I mean that. We look forward to this every year. Terry and Tim and you guys are just awesome, and we look forward to it. So
we do, too.
Right. Yes.
Are the weddings in full swing here now, too?
Yes, weddings and graduation parties, because, of course, they'll be doing that for another 30 days.
They spread those out, don't they, so that everybody doesn't
do.
Show up on the
yes,
same weekend.
They need to do that. They need to do that. So, but we work with people, you know, and a lot of times they're on Sunday on the off days. So there's so many of them right. that they do spread them out, which is good for
What do brides want this year?
What is what?
The brides for wedding receptions and things like that. What are they
asking? Every year something is different. It's really a variety, and they enjoy the stuff, the decoration from the ceiling and the lights that we have here. Now the uplighting is a big thing. We have that here now. So, But weddings in general has changed a lot in the last few years. They're generally smaller. They're not as, and when we first built this place, a wedding for 300 was not unusual. You don't see that very often anymore. They're smaller, 100, 150. So, thankfully, we're still staying very, very busy, and we're still enjoying it and having a good time with it.
You mentioned the up lighting. Beautiful in here today with the green lighting for the Irish community.
Yes, the green lighting is wonderful, and we can change different colors on the up lighting and lights in the ceiling, and of course we've added the audio visual. When you're up there talking, when you're up on there in the big screens, and we just try to keep up with everything, and if they can do it in Hollywood, we can try and do it here somehow. So and we're attempting to do that, and I think people enjoy that. We do a lot of that for weddings now. They'll bring us slide shows in, flash drives. We put those up, and people be eating. They'll see themselves up on the big screen TVs, and it's pretty exciting for them to see that. So, yeah, we try to keep doing more things and add more things to be creative with our own industry. Yes.
Well, you always have to be on the to know where the future is to stay in business, right?
Yes, you have to keep. You have to keep the energy and the excitement going, and I think we do that here at German. We still enjoy it. After 35 years, we've been doing this, and, of course, we did it a long time before we even started. We built German, but we're still having a good time with it, and we're blessed that people will come from Lorain and Elyria and Amherst, Avon Lake, all over to come to German's Villa. We're very blessed. Yes.
Right here on Liberty Avenue. So
yes.
Easy access, as they say, that, too.
Yes, the infrastructure helps us. It does, no question.
Sure. Well, it's people on their way into Vermilion.
Yeah.
We'll see you all the time. Well, Cliff, we appreciate you hosting this event, I mean, and having us here
as
well.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
And providing a solid, what is it, 64-bit, $99.99 connection that we have for our broadcast, having gone through many different types of locations.
I'm glad to hear that. I don't know anything about that. I have an audio visual guy.
Sounds good, yeah.
Of course, you got the best here with Terry. Terry hooks us up, and we're all good.
We're plugged in and ready to go, and we've got
but
more.
But thank you, gentlemen, for being here, and I mean that. It's always a pleasure to have you and to host the Lorain International, Lorain Sports Hall of Fame, and so many of the things we have here from Lorain, is again, Amherst and many of it's a real pleasure to do that. And being from Lorain, that makes it even more special. So,
Cliff German,
enjoy your day. Have a good breakfast.
We will.
We will, definitely. Craig's already started some of the gravy and the biscuits that he had.
Well, we're getting ready to eat now, so I'm not going to try and run, but I got to run.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Serve it up.
Thanks
get the ladles going as they have the breakfast this morning for the international breakfast here at German's Villa. And we are moments away, I guess, from the fact that we'll have a little bit from the. Do we have the podium, Mike? Is there anything going on? Shh, quietly listen.
No, just kind of milling and mulling.
Well, here, yes, this is the sound effect